Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
With the end of the session fast approaching, the question is, can it get any busier? The short answer is not much, at least for this week. But by next week, it slows down dramatically, and by the following week, almost comes to a screeching halt. That's because this is the last week that most of the committees will hold regular hearings. After that, it's mostly conference committees meeting in small groups to iron out the difference between House and Senate versions of the same bill. Since the conference committees are made up of only 3 members of each House, most of the members spend their days waiting around for something to vote on. But as I said, between now and then, it's busy. Today, for example, we have 4 bills up in committees and 4 bills up for floor action, not to mention all of the one-on-one meetings with legislators to shore up votes before the bills hit the floor. Our day begins at 3 a.m. with the production of this broadcast, and by 7 a.m. we're already on the Hill for early morning meetings. At 8 o'clock, we hear 3 bills in House Judiciary. The first is House Bill 619, a constitutional referendum specifying that there's no right to an abortion in Montana. This bill lays the groundwork for doing away with abortion if Roe v. Wade is ever reversed at the federal level. If it gets 100 votes in the legislature, it will go to the people for a vote in the next election cycle. The second bill is House Bill 521, the Parental Consent for Abortion Referendum. This is basically an insurance policy. If the original bill is vetoed by the governor, this bill would bypass the governor and go directly to the people for a vote. The third bill is House Bill 638, which would basically do the same thing. We believe we've reached a deal on the Inborn Victims of Violence Act, but if for some reason things go south, this bill would place the question on the ballot. It's the old Reagan-Gorbachev model: trust, but verify. Meanwhile, over in Senate Judiciary, we have House Bill 478, a bill to revise the laws related to human trafficking. It's a shame. Treating people as slaves for sex, domestic help, or hard labor is only supposed to happen in third world countries, but the truth is, it's happening here in Montana right under our noses. Fortunately, it's not as prevalent here as it is in other states, but it's becoming more of an issue as the Bakken heats up. One girl who was rescued out of a prostitution ring said that she began to be groomed at age 6 and by age 11 was servicing clients. House Bill 478 would put some teeth into our anti-trafficking laws. The committees adjourn at noon, then we have an hour to get ready for the floor sessions. On the Senate side, we have Senate Bill 374 to establish public charter schools and House Bill 104, which is the actual bill to criminalize intentionally causing the death of an unborn child. This is also known as the Lacey and Connor Peterson bill, and it's also the bill where Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers threw in the towel after opposing it for over a decade. In a symbolic gesture, a Democrat senator will carry the bill on the floor, and we believe that the governor will sign it. The final 2 bills are on the House floor. One is House Bill 213, a $550 tuition tax credit to offset the cost of private school tuition, and the other is a ballot referendum requiring public schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. So as you can see, today is a very busy day. Our team would appreciate your prayers as we strive to make Montana a great place to raise our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.